Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today we're going to be looking real quickly at the story of Peter escaping from prison. And ultimately what it shows is the power of prayer. That's the power of God. But when he answers prayers, it's often done in a mighty way. And prayers can really be answered in a mighty way when we pray alone, but also, importantly, when we pray together. So if we are looking in Acts chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this met with the approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for a public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Then the night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries who stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. 'Quick, get up,' he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, 'Put on your clothes and sandals.' And Peter did so. 'Wrap your cloak around you and follow me,' the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him." The power of prayer, the power of God, to just take care of things in the time of need. The church was praying for him. He then returned and he went and saw the people who were in a room, in a place, praying for him. And then he went and took off from Jerusalem. But again, the power of prayer, the power of collective prayer, where everybody's of the same mind praying together. And with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that we get to wake up and have a new day, that our hearts are open to you, that they know you, that our spirit and our soul has fellowship with you. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful. It's easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day issues of the world and just to allow that to dominate our thoughts. And I pray, Father, for today that my thoughts, your thoughts, all of our thoughts would be focused on you, that we would submit to you, Holy Spirit, that our hearts and our minds would be open to your direction, and that our bodies would perform based upon your guidance, that your will would be done, not mine, that your thoughts would be my thoughts. I just pray, Father, for more of you, all of you, and none of me. And Lord, I just lift up our country. Our country is an amazing place. You gave it to us. You helped us make it. You guided us. You directed us. And an amazing country, a powerful country, a blessing to the world was created. And it has moved from that to the point where people chant "Death to America." inside of our own country. We have two nations in the Middle East threatening each other with war when there's already war going on. We have war in Europe. And the United States is not there playing the right role anymore. I just ask, Lord, that this country would find its footing and return to you. It's only with your mercy and your grace, it's only with your guidance and us listening, can we be a positive nation in this world. One of our founding fathers said, we can't have democracy if we don't have God. If we are not a Christian nation, democracy will not work. And it's being demonstrated right now. So, Lord, I lift up this nation to you and pray for your forgiveness. Pray for your mercy and your grace. And pray for your angels, just as your angel led Peter out of prison. I pray that your angels would release a revival upon this nation. That you, Holy Spirit, would go across the land in a mighty way, touching our leaders, touching our people. And may you be the one that we turn back to. I just thank you for all that you've done, Lord, with our country. And I just pray that you would continue to bless it and change it back to you, one that loves you and knows you. Father, I also pray for our families. In this time when our nation is struggling, it's tough for our kids, our brothers and siblings and sisters, our parents, our grandchildren. I just pray, Father, for our nation, for our families and our kids who we love so much. I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to be with them today. May their hearts and their minds be at peace. And may you touch their minds and their hearts. And for those who have physical, spiritual, and mental issues, illnesses, I just pray, Father, for you to touch them. I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to heal them, because you are the great physician, and by your stripes we are healed. I pray for our family. I pray for your protection. I pray for your angels to be about our loved ones. I'm so grateful for who you are and the people you put in our lives. We love them so much. We're so grateful. We know that the blessings come from you, Lord. And I just thank you. So, Lord, I lift them up to you. And I ask, Father, for on this day that our hearts would be turned towards you, that our minds would be turned towards you, that our spirits would be focused on you. I pray for our relationship with you, Lord, that we would remember who you are, that we would remember your grace and your mercy. Father God, may our love for you be complete and full. May we love our neighbors as ourselves. I just thank you, Lord, for all of this. I praise you for the mercy and grace you've bestowed on me. So undeserving. I just pray for your healing upon us all. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.